Irish Water and Donegal County Council needs to come together as a matter of urgency to improve the infrastructure that's needed there, but they also need to improve the surface and the road as well. I think the road users, the business people and indeed tiny towns have been more than patient with this stretch of road for a long, long time. So I'm asking them to come back with an action plan, because the whole infrastructure from the Tesco roundabout right out to Port Bridge needs to be renewed as a matter of urgency, and that means replacing the whole sewage network in that area. But we can't allow it to be sitting the way it's sitting for as long as it is. It's a disgrace, the piece of road. So the council and Irish Water must address this as a matter of urgency.
Now, the council have contacted Irish Water and they have not given any specific date as to when these works are going to be complete. Is that concerning?
It's very concerning, because there's no point in us being told that we're part of a new national planning framework plan and everything's going to be great when the basic infrastructure is not going to be improved, because that's what the national planning framework is supposed to be about. We need to see a huge investment in Letterkenny and improving the sewage network in the town. Irish Water are undertaking to do some works in and around the town, but this is the fourth consecutive meeting now that we've asked, as elected members of Letterkenny Municipal District, asked to meet with Irish Water, and that's not right and it's not fair. We're the voice of the electorate out there. There's huge concerns from the flooding in Glenwood Park to the sewage network, and we need to see the timescale in this plan here going forward.